Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hey, Clarence, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Appreciate it.
Hey, how you doing, man? No problem.
Very well. I guess the first question, there's a lot of ambiguity when it comes down to Dak and his contractual status. Like, what's the latest? They've come to an agreement to not have an agreement? Like, what do you think is going on? What's up?
No, I mean, I don't think that's what it is that they've not come to an agreement to not have an agreement. They just haven't come to an agreement on an agreement. And as of right now, you know, there's no urgency to get what's done. But nothing's set in stone. I mean, I think that was somebody went too far with that report in that respect. But, I mean, the bottom line is it's still all up in the air. He's going to the last year of his contract without a new deal. And if he doesn't get a new deal, you know, he could possibly hit free agency. You know, that's been the reality. That's you know, it's been the case at the end of the season.
Most certainly. And Clarence Hill Jr. is here with us, covers the Dallas Cowboys. Do you think that they're going to get a deal done before we get to the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I don't know if he'll get a deal done before the beginning of the season, but I would say this, that doesn't mean they won't get a deal done before the beginning of next season. You know, that doesn't mean that the next time in Dallas is over. I know that from the Cowboys, covering the Cowboys a long time, deadlines make deals, you know, and this, you know, this is something you like to do, but the urgency is not the same as when he's ready to walk out the door and you don't have a quarterback to replace him and you don't really want to go back to the quarterback purgatory you were on between Tony Romo and Troy Aikman. You know, you can say what you want about Dak Prescott and where he is, what you think he is, what he's done. He's definitely a quality starter. He's going to probably end his career or get to the point where he's going to be possibly threaten to pass Tony Romo as the all-time leading passer in team history. If he hits the free agency, he's a guy that other teams like Oakland, a lot of teams, the Raiders who don't have a quarterback would want. Jerry's not ready to take that chance. But, again, until a deal is done, one won't be done, and I don't think they will get one done until they're on a real deadline.
Clarence Hill Jr. here with us covers the Dallas Cowboys. One dude that we did see walk out the door is Tony Pollard. I know there's been a lot of conversations about his legitimate replacement, who that might be. A lot of Cowboy fans are looking for the next running back. Is he even on the roster right now?
Well, they have Rico Dowdell, who's the backup to Tony this year, who was solid in his really first full season. But the Cowboys are certainly going to target a running back in the draft. They probably will still look at other running backs for agency. And you certainly got to understand that there will be running backs out there at the final cut, you know, to make it happen. But, Tony Pollard, they wanted to bring him back, but they didn't want to pay for a running back. And he paid $10 million last year. He's getting $8 with Tennessee. The Cowboys still paying Zeke Elliott, you know, $6 million on this year's cap. And they're going to try to win without a high-priced running back. You know, and they, you know, again, Zeke still counts a lot of butt on this cap. But, the draft, for certainly, they're going to take a running back in the draft. They got Rico Dowdell, and we'll see what else is out there in free agency.
Well, Clarence, when you think about some of the other areas of need with the Dallas Cowboys, we've seen the offensive line, you know, take a hit here in free agency. We just talked about running back that they're going to have to go out there and address. You know, they want to fill out the wide receiver room a little bit more. What are some other points of emphasis when you take a look at the team?
Oh, yeah, certainly offensive line. They will take an offensive line, guard, tackle high in the draft. Most likely, you know, the way it's setting up is a lot of offensive linemen in this draft. Certainly they're going to be a run on quarterbacks and both receivers on the draft. We'll push some of those offensive linemen down. But, you know, with Tyron Smith going out the door, with Tyler Beatty at the center going to Washington, Tyron Smith is in New York, you know, they have openings for two starters. You know, and that's the number one point. Memphis is trying to replenish that offensive line. Outside of that, you know, we already talked about running back. They need help on the defensive line. You know, they could possibly use another receiver. They could probably use another cornerback. All those are options, but the main thing they need is to replenish that offensive line. They need more offensive line depth. And that's, you know, the main target of the draft, at least early on.
Clarence Hill Jr. here with us, joining us from the Star Telegram. Well, let's climb up all the way to the top of the depth chart. Let's talk about the man who oversees it, and that's Mike McCarthy. We know he's on thin ice. We know he's basically a lame duck. How do you think he's going to be able to go through this season standing on them coals?
You know, we talked to Mike today, and he certainly didn't look or act like a dead man walking. I know everybody wants to say, you know, he's a dead man walking last year of his deal, possibly having to go further than he's ever gone before, take him to at least the NFC Championship, not the Super Bowl, to guarantee his future. But, you know, he seemed at peace with the whole situation. He certainly is confident in his coaching ability. He does believe that, you know, while we see the situation is dire, the Cowboys, you know, they do have Dak Prescott, do have CeeDee Lamb, they do have Micah Parsons. They do have some pieces to work with that they like, that they can continue to build on. But, it's unfortunate because Mike is put in a situation where, again, he has to – they went 12-5 in 3 years. Did not advance deep in the playoffs, and now you're asking to advance deeper in the playoffs with possibly a lesser roster on paper at least going into the season because of salary cap constraint. It's a tough situation, but, again, Mike is handling well. He said, I'm blessed to be a Cowboy. I'm betting on myself. I believe in myself, and we're ready to start over again.
Yeah, God bless him. It's March. Let's see how he feels come, I don't know, October, November, December, and who knows, even January. Well, Clarence.
That's what it is in January, because you know they're going to be good, or at least competitive. It's what are they going to do in the playoffs? That's been the question for this team the last 3 years. It's going to be the same question next year.
Well, knowing that they lost their defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn, helped turn things around from the historically bad team in that pandemic year, and now Mike Zimmer is in. What changes can we expect? I know we got some personnel changes, but what are going to be some differences between Mike Zimmer and what Dan Quinn was doing?
Well, number one is they're going to focus on stopping the run. You know, it won't be all about sacks. You know, stopping the run will be a top priority for this team, which we saw raise his ugly head in that Green Bay loss. But stopping the run has been a priority. They're going to try to get bigger, certainly bigger linebacker. They played pretty much a nickel defense under Quinn. That was their base defense with three safeties, just two linebackers. Well, they're going to play traditional with three linebackers, certainly on first and second down on run downs. You know, they're going to try to get bigger up front and align their guys, definitely have different responsibilities. So stopping the run will be a primary focus. And attitude. I mean, I think that one thing you liked about Quinn was he's a player's coach, but he didn't hold them accountable. You know, they had too many penalties, too many offsides and different type undisciplined penalties that Mike Zimmer will not tolerate.
know, Clarence, as we start to wrap things up, Michael Parsons, certainly the centerpiece of the defense. He's talked about elevating his game into the upper room of the Hall of Fame. What adjustments can we expect from him?
Well, I mean, I think that Michael needs help around him. I mean, Mike, you know, he gets double teamed, triple teamed. He needs other guys to get home and make plays, which will hopefully free him up to do some different things. You know, Mike has played well. He's played as well as any linebacker coming into the league through his first three seasons. You know, all pro each year. Defensive player of the year running up his first two seasons. You know, he wants to get more sacks for sure. But again, part of that is with Zimmer. They have to be better at stopping the run so they can earn the right to get to the quarterback. But Micah's dedication, Micah's focus, Micah's done what he was supposed to do. You know, right now it's about whether he's going to get paid like Dak, cause like CD before the next season. But, you know, Micah needs to keep on the same arc he's been on and you know, keep leading them in sacks and pressures. And, again, as a unit, they all need to get better against the run.
Well, Clarence, final question for you. If you look into your crystal ball and you look at what's already taken place in the NFL and you look at all the question marks that the Dallas Cowboys have, where are we going to be exactly a year from now? Is Mike McCarthy going to be in that seat? Are the Cowboys getting closer? Are they getting further away? What do you think?
You know, I think right now they're treading water. And I, you know, and again, you got to find it's not just Mike, but Dak, can you win in the playoffs? And based on what we've seen, I can't predict something I haven't seen. I've been covering the Cowboys since 1997. You know, I've seen only four playoff wins. You know, so is this year they break through? I don't see it because I've never seen it.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, Clarence, it's always a fun – it's always a fun watch. It's always a fun ride. The Dallas Cowboys, it feels like they run their own season parallel with the rest of the NFL. Where can people follow you and your amazing work with the Star-Telegram?
Certainly follow me on X or Twitter at Clarence Hill Jr., all run together, Clarence Hill, JR, certainly on Instagram at Chill NFL, and at the Fort Worth Star Telegram at startelegram.com/Cowboys.
Hey, you got the best job covering this team. You have some fun, okay? We'll catch you down the line, Clarence.
All right, thank you guys.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.